At least 87 dead in stampede at India religious event. By John Hayward on July 2, 2024. Indian media reported on Tuesday that at least 87 people are feared dead after a stampede broke out at a religious event in the Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh, about 125 miles from New Delhi. Women and children were reportedly among the dead. The event in Hathras was a satsang, a Hindu mass prayer meeting that could theoretically include adherents of other religions. A satsang would traditionally be called by a satguru, an especially enlightened religious leader. The convener of Tuesday's event was an offbeat self-styled guru named Vallay Baba, also known as Narayan Sakhar Hari. He claims he quit various jobs, including occasional work for the Indian Intelligence Bureau, in the 1990s to pursue the path of enlightenment. Among his various unusual affectations, Narayan Hari generally disdains the traditional garb of Indian spiritual leaders and wears a crisp white suit. He frequently conducts services in the company of his wife. He claims he is a direct disciple of the Hindu gods and that several of the gods regard him as their spiritual guru. The event on Tuesday was not the first time Narayan Hari has gotten in trouble for conducting an unauthorized or poorly organized satsang. In May 2022, he defied coronavirus regulations limiting crowd sizes to 50 and held an event with almost 50,000 participants, shutting down traffic in the Uttar Pradesh city of Faridabad. The Economic Times of India quoted officials who said overcrowding was to blame for the deadly stampede on Tuesday, as Vallay Baba packed an enormous crowd into a small building known as a pandal. Intense heat and humidity, combined with poor ventilation, created the conditions for panic. An eyewitness told NDTV that the stampede broke out when the crowd attempted to leave the unpleasant venue, only to be told to wait until the guru departed in his car. Exits from the building were much too small to handle the enormous crowd, and one of the exits was reportedly closed to allow the Satguru to make a leisurely and dignified departure. The injured are being taken to hospitals. Doctors at the community health center have told me 50 to 60 people have died. This was a private event and permission had been given by the subdivisional magistrate, said Hathras District Magistrate Ashish Kumar on Tuesday. Security arrangements were made by the administration but the other arrangements were supposed to be made by the organizers. Indian social media users posted unverified images of bodies piled up outside the hospital, while local media sources said the full death toll was much higher than Kumar's initial estimate. Police officials said 23 of the dead were women and 3 were children. The Deccan Herald reported the final death toll could be well over 90. The tragedy quickly drew the attention of national officials, including Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, President Draupadi Murmu, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all of whom offered condolences to the families of the dead. Modi promised the central government would offer assistance to Uttar Pradesh hospitals and rescue workers. Opposition leader Rahul Gandhi also promised assistance from members of his political coalition. Adityanath said on Tuesday that relief and rescue efforts would be conducted on a war footing, and the event would be thoroughly investigated. The news of the death of many devotees, including women and children, in the accident in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh is heart-rending, said President Murmu. I express my deepest condolences to those who lost their family members and pray for the speedy recovery of those injured.